Rudolfo Corky Gonzalez, boxer, writer, activist. When? 1928 to 2005. Where? Denver and Brighton. Why important? Gonzalez was a boxer, writer, and Chicano activist. Biography. Rudolfo Corky Gonzalez was born on June 18, 1928. According to his article on Wikipedia, Rudolfo had a fiery personality in his youth, causing his uncle to say that he was always popping off like a cork. The nickname Corky stuck. Gonzalez married Geraldine Romero in 1949, and together they had 8 children. Gonzalez studied engineering in school, but it became clear that he would not be able to afford college after his first semester. He dropped out and turned to boxing. Gonzalez fought as a featherweight 75 times. Gonzalez was inducted into the Colorado Sports Hall of Fame in 1988. After a career in boxing, Gonzalez ran for Colorado State Representative but was defeated. He worked on voter registration for John F. Kennedy's presidential campaign and successfully registered more Mexican Americans than any other time in Colorado's history. Gonzalez made his final political effort in 1967 when he ran for Denver mayor. However, he lost again. Corky became a leader in the Chicano movement. He founded the Crusade for Justice, led a group in the Poor People's March on Washington, and organized a resistance at West High School after a teacher made racist comments. Corky also helped to create the Ballet Chicano de Atlan and El Teatro Pachuco. He opened a summer school in 1969 and the Escuela Tlatelolco in 1970 for Chicano children. Rudolfo Gonzalez pursued creative writing throughout his life. He wrote a famous poem, Yo Soy Joaquín, or I Am Joaquín, which was published in 1967. This poem became a bright idea in the Chicano movement and has been quoted in protest literature, published in plays, and reprinted in several editions. On April 12, 2005, Corky died of heart failure at the age of 76.